we're limited today. We're put on a place that that oh my God, church is more than an hour. You know, we have churches that are less than an hour now, and not my job to judge them. But where I came from, I can't say that too much church was being done. We're the church, right?
Yes.
How many know wherever you are the church?
Amen.
Right? And if you can realize that you are the church wherever you go, how many give their jobs 4 hours a week? That means part-time. Do you complain about that? Do you give it? Why do I have to be 4 hours? Why can't I just receive all that I should in 4 hours in just 1 hour? How about you that work 8 hours? You see how this can go? And you know, you do it faithfully and you're on time most of the time. Hello? I mean, we don't realize that this subject I'm gonna cover, because we've heard that God loves us. How many agree?
Amen.
How many agree God loves us?
Yes.
God very, very much loves us because He tolerates us. Agree?
Amen.
How many agree that He tolerates us?
Yes.
Come on. Some of you are not very lovable. Especially with, excuse me, I haven't had my coffee. Don't talk to me right now. That's why we offer you coffee, because we can hopefully have your heart right before service starts. You know, so we do that because have you ever heard, don't talk to me yet? I haven't had my coffee. In the business world, I heard that a lot. I've seen the attitudes in the business world of those that, you know, especially if they haven't had their coffee. I said, oh my God, if you need coffee to really make you that kind of a person you think you should be, you need a new life. You really do. Because coffee is great, but it shouldn't be your life. What should be your life, especially in Christianity, say Christianity.
Amen.
How many are Christians this morning?
Amen.
How many are Christians?
Amen.
What does that mean? What's the definition of I am a Christian? I'm Christ-like? What does Christ mean to you? What is Christ? What is the definition of Christ? Jesus, it's not his last name, Jesus Christ. That's not his last name. It represents an anointing. I'm anointed by God. How many agree to that?
Amen.
The Christ, he lives in us.
Amen.
Jesus was the anointed what? Son of God. Savior. Come on. That's what church is all about, to learn who we are. Of whose we are. Being a Christian means I'm Christ-like. And what does Christ-likeness means? Well, we got to study. Without studying, you'll never know who the Christ really was, the anointed one. You won't even know that this is him. And you will fall for whatever you hear, because television today, come on, television today is really messing us up more than anything. AI, how many trust in AI? I can get messages all day long and AI. I don't have to do anything no more. I don't need to study anymore. I just go to AI and say, give me a subject on faithfulness. And there it comes. Give me a subject on obedience. And there it is. Hello, somebody. Our job has become easy if I trust in AI. But I've learned I can't trust in AI, because AI doesn't have a relationship with the Creator. AI was man-made, and it's, right now it's on the edge and the verge of what's going to be, as I follow it and I'm reading up on it, and I say, oh God, we're in trouble. It's trying to take off on itself. Pretty soon we're going to have the Terminator out there. It's because they can't control it. The more they're trying to put and involve it in a way where they can, whatever is input is what's going to be output. Well, it's getting smarter than that on its own. So pretty soon we will see the Terminator out there. Come on. I'll be back. Right? Right? With the glasses, right? But we're living in an electronical time. And I may know our God is an electronical person.
That's right.
He's the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And no one will outdo what he can do. No one. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You know, we can get close to everything that he's done. That's all we can do. We can imitate what he's done, but we can't make what he made. We can get close. You know, we're doing. What is that? That we can clone someone now? Oh, well, you know, we're like God. No, you're not, because God made man out of dirt.
Right.
And well, they're saying we can do that. Well, God is wiser than that. He's not going to let you catch up to him ever, because if you do, that makes you the God. You know, for those that have tried, our scientists that have tried, you know what God will tell them? Get your own dirt. You're not going to outsmart our God. But we try to. We try to make that our God is just what we see in Christianity. And I don't believe that we understand the fullness of this Christian journey of ours. And so, as we go into Matthew chapter 22, I'm going to be talking to us, do I? And we're going to read verse number 36. A question that was asked by, not the disciples, but somebody that just heard someone that they try to put our God, our Savior, to the test by asking him a question. Because that's all they try to do is always find a place where they can nail him to the cross. And I may know he got nailed to the cross without fault, without any shame, without any wrongdoing, because they were constantly trying to find fault. And how many know that if you are of Jesus, people are trying to find your fault?
Yes.
I'm human. How many agree? I make mistakes. Hello, somebody. Not many. Not many. Hello. But I do have and make mistakes. My mistake is I listen to other people. Have you ever heard that? My mistake is I listen to you. And now I got the blame for it all. Hello. When you see our new colors, don't yell at me. I just agreed. Amen? No amens. No comment. You should have seen the wild colors people gave us. You know, see the mistake? We allow people to make statements, and what happens? Well, that's the problem with Christianity today. Many people are out there, and many people are doing what they said they were called by God. And they weren't called by God to do that. Many went versus those that were sent. The ones that are sent will endure to the end. Those that went because they feel... And you know the Jim Jones? How many know the story of Jim Jones? How many really know the story of Jim Jones? He started in the church. Come on. How many knew that Hitler was in the church? See, they won't tell you all these things until you do the rightful studies. But Hitler had Jewish blood. So why did he hate his own so much? Because that can happen when you are involved in what you're involved with. You know, when somebody's in a backslidden condition, all they ever do is talk about what? What the church did wrong. Not what they've done wrong, but what the church. And who's the church?
We are.
So they're talking about you. When realistically, they're talking about themselves. But what happened is they couldn't endure because they weren't sent. Today, we are sent. In this world, God called all of you. You are all specifically been chosen by God. You didn't choose him, the Bible says. He says, I've chosen you in the Gospel of John. I chose you. So don't think you found the Lord. Don't think I chose him. He chose you. He brought you in because he has a plan in our lives, in your life, my life. Come on. All of you are not pastors. Come on, say amen. But you're all ministers. What's the difference? Find out the difference between a minister and a shepherd. A watchman. But you're all watching. Hello, somebody. Right? You're all watching. I'm watching you with binoculars. I'm at your house. Find, what am I looking for? That's not our job.
Amen.
That's not who we are. That's not what we do. What we do is we submit to our God, the one that called us, that chose us, brought us in. No matter where, what color we were, no matter what kind of sinful nature we had. He called us all in.
Amen.
And now he makes us equal.
Amen.
He makes us equal. What, how does what do you mean, Pastor? He makes us equal. We all sons and daughters.
Amen.
Some are just positioned differently in the sonship. And of course, daughter. But we're all equal in the journey. We're all trying to make it. We're just trying to make heaven our home. How many agree?
Amen.
We have not arrived yet. We're still trying to get there. And there are going to be roadblocks. There are going to be detours. And we got to be careful for the detours, because oftentimes that's not God's detour. But thank God he brings us back. Because why? Because he chose us and he has a desire for us. And that's what we're going to do to close out this month. Is in the month of truth, we're going to bring something out on verse number 36. Master, which is the greatest commandment? I'm reading King James Version. Master, which is the great commandment? Which is the great commandment in the law? How many know what the great commandment is of the law?
Amen.
You mean, wait a minute. The law was done away with. That's what we keep hearing. Especially when it comes to tithing, that's under the law. Tithing was never under the law. Tithing was in the beginning, just like first fruits. It's still in the New Testament. No, it's not. It's been done. The law has been done away with. It's not true. That would make us lawless. And there's no way we can be lawless. Come on, somebody. It'd be a mess out there. And we're in a mess the last 4 years. Hello? Oh, can't go there. It's a political statement, so I won't go there. Thank you, Jesus. He shut me up quick. Master, why? They're trying. This is a lawyer, a Pharisee, a Sadducee. It's one of those that are out there that God allowed them to be. And he says, Master, which is a great commandment in the law? Because they had to agree with him what he just was questioned before. And how many know that no matter what, God has an answer to all questions?
Amen.
Doesn't mean you answer the question the way God has designed it to be asked. So does God love everybody? Does God love everybody?
Yes.
I was asked that by our painter yesterday. If God loves everybody, why does he let the children be hurt? What does the love got to be with that? He's not here. He doesn't hurt them. Who hurts our children? Humans do. Right? We hurt them just with words. Quiet. But here it is. Watch this. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Because these knew the law. How many of you know the laws of God? Every one of you should learn the laws of God, because there are laws in God. Come on, somebody. God has rules and regulations. Hello, somebody. And it's not an outward. It's an inward. Oh, Jesus, help me here. And then, of course, Jesus said on verse number 37, chapter 22, the book of Matthew, Jesus said unto him, what I like, he's speaking to the one directly, but everybody's listening, including the 12, including the crowd that was there. And that's the way it should be. And that's why I've said, whatever you say is important, not just in your home, but everywhere you're at, on the job. What about when you're on the job and nobody like us is around you? How are you out there? Because that's what's going to make you versus to what he is in you.
Amen.
Come on. How many, and let me ask you a question before I go on. How many people know that you are a Christian?
Amen.
How many people know that you are saved Christian?
Amen.
What does that mean? Can you answer that? What does that mean? You're a saved Christian. What does that mean? That because you haven't made it yet. Well, so what is the answer? And this is where you need to study and realize what is the true answer. I am a Christian. I belong. And next month we're going to change the tone from truth to kingdom. Say kingdom.
Kingdom.
Living.
Living.
Not worldly living. Not democracy style living. Kingdom. Because that's what you are. You're from the kingdom of God. And these rules are going to take place, because what is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt
love
the Lord. It's not on the wall for you, is it? All of you should own a Bible.
Yes.
All of you can have it electronically put in there, but stay off the internet. Don't stay off Facebook. Stay off Instagram. And all that that's out there. Use it for your Bible if you're in church. Hello, somebody. Yeah. You think God's not aware of you out there trying to, oh, I got the Bible in my hand. It doesn't work like that. You can fool me, but you're not going to fool God.
Right.
Mm. And he said, love thy God, right? Love the Lord thy God with all. Say all. No, say it with all. What does that mean? Bits and pieces? No, all.
Yes.
Thy heart. We covered it last week. Everything. We covered it in the beginning of the month. Your foundation is your heart. That's where everything comes from. Your heart lets us know where you're at, what you believe in, what your journey is, what your walk's like, your lifestyles. Your heart lets us know. Why? Because you expose yourselves. You don't like being judged? Well, stop having yourself judged by examining your heart. Examine what God is in His Word is saying right here. Watch. With all your heart and with all thy soul and with all thy... What is your mind thinking right now? Lunch? Hope the pastor keeps this short. Was he serious when he said 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock? Was he serious? Oh, I didn't want a donut, but I want one now. Why? Because time has progressed. Come on, what is your thoughts like right now? Oh, hurry up, Pastor, because we made an appointment to go to at 12 o'clock. Hurry up, Pastor. What's your mind like? Because you're not fooling me. You're not fooling your neighbor. You're fooling yourself. You ain't fooling God. Say amen, somebody, with all thy mind. 38. This is the first and great commandment. Then he goes, there's a second, though. Unto it, thou shalt love thy
neighbor.
Some of you got a Bible. It says neighbor. Okay? As
thyself.
As
yourself.
Ooh. And then it goes on these, verse number 40. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. All of it. Say all of it.
All of it.
Does it sound to you like the law's been dismissed? Does it sound to you like Jesus is saying that because I'm here now and after I depart, it's all done away with? Absolutely not. Somewhere they're lying out there that the laws don't exist. They exist for our protection, for our preparation for arrival. Say arrival.
Arrival.
Come on, buckle your seatbelts. We're about to land. We ain't yet landed. But you better have your seatbelt on. Come on. Why? Why? Because if not, that person's going to walk up and down and make sure, hey, buckle up. I'm an adult. You don't need to tell me. Well, then you should have paid attention when the captain said it on the overhead. Come on. But you know, we constantly need to be told as Christians about the laws of God. This is truth. Truth that will set us free. And what we're going to cover is, let us pray. Heavenly Father, let's give us what we need this morning, Father, to end this month. That we can have a great week, Father. That we can have a month to come and a month after that and a new year after that. If you will it, that we tarry, Father. Because we have been instructed, Father, to say that. If it's your will, Lord God. Because tomorrow is never promised to no one, Father. And with that, Lord, we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. There's two things we're going to go back on. There's two things. There's three points we want to cover on the great commandment. Number one is, as we go back to verse 37, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love thy Lord with thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. If you don't see it, number one, it's called to an action. It's called for you. Say I. Because see, I can say me, but this is us. It's an action word. It's an action statement that we are called to do what? In the word called love. Love, you can find it in Corinthians chapter 13, right? There's a whole section of definition of what love is. How many of you are so patient? But if you love the Lord God, He's in you. Why aren't you patient? It's because that coffee. It's that coffee. You need to drink decaf or you will get all hyped up. You know, hurry up, hurry up. That's me, hurry up. Come on. But no, I've learned to slow down. They're not where I'm at. Come on, say amen. My job is to wait for them as they catch us up. But it's a word that we call to action because he's saying that you see, it's an action statement. You are to love who? It's a call to action to do what? What's it say? Show care. How many care for the God you serve? We expect him to show care, but how many know it's also a reversal to it? How many care that what God is to be through us, say us, shown? If I see you and I didn't know you, can I see God in you? And the answer should be, yes, they should. Why? Because the law is in me of the first greatest commandment. And if I have that love for that, something should show that we are different. Say different.
Different.
Than most people. Oh, you don't agree because you would have said amen. Amen means you agree. You can agree with me. Come on. And this action means I'm going to have to show myself. I'm going to have to show and have concerns. How many have concerns of what God is being illustrated by us? Not others. See, everybody expects a pastor to live the lifestyle, and I do the best that I can. Come on. There's things that we don't allow. There's things we won't be a part of. Even how many know that if I go to one of my relatives, non-saved, non-believing, events, we have a place where we draw the line. I mean, know what that means. Amen. We're going to tend to show ourselves because we have a love for God more than I have a love for them. But my love for them is I want them to receive the love of God.
Amen.
And the love of God says, I'm going to be there. You actually hope that I don't show realistically. You're just being nice to. I mean, I've ever invited somebody, hope that they didn't show. Raise your hand. Come on, you're just being cordial. Come on. Don't lie. See, that's not the love. That's not, you're already breaking the law. Because does God lie?
No.
If he did, it would be truth. I mean, realize that that's how good God is. But we draw a line. Say, draw a line.
Draw a line.
Because I'm going to show my respect in a wedding. Of course, we go to all funerals, right? That's different. If I go to a wedding or if I go to a birthday party, I don't understand birthday party for kids. I really don't. And there's alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get that. Come on.
Amen.
See, before salvation, that was us. Before we got saved, that was us. Our thinking. Come on. Amen. Salvation came. God trained us, raised us, developed us. And all of a sudden we're thinking, I don't get it. How dumb could be? What's wrong with us? For you that are wondering what that is, that's our extender for the cameras outside. So somebody's walking outside. Go see who it is, Joseph. Now we got the ushers for that. So that's constantly going off when in our church. You just don't hear it because they're hidden. And the loud noises. But we draw a line. I'm going to understand because I have a concern. I have a care, but I also have a concern. Concern is, what are they going to think about my God? Because who do you think they're all watching now?
You.
Oh, Pastor Albert and Debbie are here. Ooh, you came. Ooh. How many know that Jesus was accused of sitting with sinners?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you sitting with the sinners? Because I love them. I love my family. I don't love what they do, but I love them. And we're fighting for them. Come on, somebody. We're standing on the book of Acts 16 and 31. Yes, my bloodline, Lord, yes. Yeah. I want them saved, so we're going to show ourselves. But we're not going to be there for the whole time because alcohol starts being served and your mouth starts going wrongly. And especially, don't come and question me about God if you're under alcohol consumption. Don't do that because you're not going to be able to hear the truth. Jesus did not drink. But Jesus drank wine. No, he did not, fool. Can't say fool. The Bible can say it, though. Have you ever been questioned? Well, Jesus drank wine. Have you ever done it? He did not. Prove it to me. Prove it to me, and I'll show you what his word says about it. It's a concern statement. It's a concern journey. It's something that we have to understand, and we have to go on and realize this, because the action that we have to do is showing a care and being concerned. That's the first greatest commandment, is to love God first over everything in our walk. Oh, the second commandment, right? The second commandment is that who? Who are you supposed to love? Who's my neighbor? Verse 39, right? Who's my neighbor? Thou shalt love your neighbor as thyself. And this is going to be great, because this includes the statements I just said to you. You should have concerns. Come on, somebody. You should show generosity. What? Yes. To who? To others. It's a generosity. How many know God has shown his generosity toward us? Yes. As his sons and daughters. Amen. Wait a minute. He showed it before you came to him. Many of us should be dead in our graves. But God was good. He's always good. Come on, somebody. Amen. He was good because somebody was praying for us. How many know that if we have the Savior, he was a praying person?
Amen.
Come on. He wasn't a gossiper. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
He was a praying person. He was one that would believe. Mm-hmm. He was a way. Jesus, he was the greatest example that we could have. He never looked at himself. He went without eating. How many agree? In fact, he's one of our greatest examples. He had compassion for who? Not for the 12. He said for the people. Because the 12, as long as they were close to him, guess what? You may have been hungry, but you weren't hungry. This is why when you learn to fast appropriately and get before God appropriately, the battle of yourself, say myself. Come on, that's the hardest battle you have, is to not want what your mind is telling you you want. But when you're that closest with God, that battle will begin only for the first few hours. And then the days ahead, you know how to control that. But he had compassion, didn't he? What did he say? These people need to sit down. I have compassion. The disciples were just like you and I, right? How are we going to do this, God? How are we going to feed them? You want us to go to the store? I'm paraphrasing his word. Do you want us to go to the store? We don't have enough money. They just seen the man raise the dead. They just seen the man open blind eyes. They seen limbs grow. He walked on water. And they're questioning how we're going to feed them. Sounds like us today. Say amen.
Amen.
God is so good to us. He's shown us so much. Amen. He's shown us so much. We complain we're in here. We're not complaining. No, you didn't say it out loud. But he reads your mind.
Yes, he does.
And for the record, say the record.
The record.
Satan cannot read your mind, so don't give him that credit. Only the Lord has that ability. But as you're looking at this, number two point here, right here, I want to get is that he's giving us that I need to love my neighbor like myself. This means I need to learn how to treat, this is the laws of God, others. How do you treat others? Come on. Love thy enemy. How many know that one? Love thy enemy. What does that mean? Love thy enemy. This is the greatest commandments. These are the two greatest. Without that, I don't know how far we're going to be with God in this, because because he said these are the commandments everything hangs on. Everything of the laws of the prophets. Everything the prophets spoke, everything from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of course we say it's Malachi, but that wasn't really the last book. It was another prophet. But that's okay. It doesn't matter. As long as you know it's Malachi, we're good with that. But what was the laws of Malachi? Yeah, you're a robber. You're a thief. And you're wondering why you're getting stolen. Because it doesn't exist. Well, keep looking. Keep getting stolen from. Come on. put your love back where he says about loving the neighbor, right? Neighbor. Who's your neighbor? Who's your neighbor?
Everyone.
The one sitting next to you? Mm-hmm. Right? Well, in a marriage, it's your spouse. It's your children. Hello? And by the way, children should never rule the parents. It's the other way around. God designed that the parents rule the children.
Amen.
But today we have children ruling the parents. Oh, you, no amens? Amen.
Amen.
Good job, Pastor. He's got my back. He's got me. Come on. How many know the full armor of God? How many know the full armor? Can somebody call me the full armor?
Yes.
It's not a test. You're not going to get an A. I'll give you a donut. I'll give you a cup of coffee if you could quote me all portions of the armor. Robert's hands. I'm a soldier. I'm ready, sir. Yes, sir. It's good that you know, but if you know it, nothing covers your back. The cross does. That's why he said, pick it up and carry it. Come on. He's got your back. Come on, say amen, somebody.
Yes.
Number two is that we understand that how we treat others and treat them with the same level. What's the same level?
Yourself.
Come on.
Amen.
How do you treat? It's one thing between spouses, right? And children. That's family. How do you, outside of the family? How about when you're out there? You know, we got such a crisis going on. Homelessness more than ever, right? More than ever. We got a drug addiction problem out there. More than ever. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
So when you see them on the side of the road or you're putting, how many been to the gas station and here they come? You see them going person to person and you already know what they're doing, right? What's your mind thinking? Don't come here. Don't let them come here. And then you're going to be put in a position. I don't have any money. I just put it in gas and inside your purse you got money, inside your wallet you have money. Don't lie. See, I just got a car. I need a car. Come on. Say amen. No, I have money. I'm not afraid to tell them no, though. I'm not afraid to say, yeah, what do you need it for? I need gas. Oh, where's your car? Where's the gas can? I need it for that. Well, okay. You're hungry? Let's go inside. I'll get you something to eat. Come on, somebody. But you know, what is your thoughts about those out there? What do you think about the sign, we'll work for food? What are you thinking about them? Come on, somebody. This is truth here. Because you don't realize this was us before God saved us. We weren't like what we are today. We don't dress like this. We don't think like we should before. We thought like the world. We weren't kingdom living lifestyles. We were like questioning like this man is questioning. And he knew the law. He was of the law. But he didn't know what he thought he knew. And so the generosity that we need to learn is how to treat others. You know, it's good that we can treat one another. Come on, because we're friends and we're brothers and sisters. That's one thing, but how about the neighbors? How about when I had tailgate nights here and I invited somebody from another church? Was that okay? Was it okay with you? I don't need your permission because I'm going to do it. Why? Because I'm reaching out. Why? Because they needed somebody to talk to outside permission of the pastor. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a sheep stealer. I'm not out to steal sheep because, first of all, I can't steal something that doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. Come on, say amen. But I've been accused of sheep stealing. But I invite them. Why? Because they needed to speak. And now, thank the Lord that we got to speak with them, got to share with them. They loved it and encouraged them. And, you know, and unfortunately, the husband had to have a triple bypass at such a young age. So, wow, maybe that's what we got him prepared for. Come on, say amen, somebody.
Amen.
But the problem that we can't treat others like we should treat as we treat ourselves is because we can't see others as we see ourselves. See, we can take good care of us. Say us.
Us.
How many know you can take good care of yourself?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen. You did very well this morning, right? How many had a problem with what they were going to wear? Huh? How many had an issue? What should I wear? Better yet, the lie, the biggest lie. I don't have nothing to wear. But throw everything in your closet away and then start all over. Don't throw it away. Go give it away. Give it to the Salvation Army. At least they have homes that they'll use it for the people, or they'll make money off it. Come on, how many have had a problem? You'd be surprised in the mind. Ladies, you're not the only one. We got guys just the same. I can't believe I know people, who guys, who have like 20 pairs of tennis shoes. Then what? You just won. You're a man. Come on. Hello. I'm not going to pick on nobody here because I can call you out. But when I'm looking at this scripture, and God is beginning to reveal about these two greatest commandments, that all the laws exist that you say that don't exist when they do exist. And without that, we're breaking the law. So how many know if we're breaking the law that we won't make heaven our home? Oh, you don't want to hear that. But as I look at it, as I'm reading, I said, oh my God, I got to treat others as I at the level as I care and respect myself. Now, I stopped at that one for a minute. And I said, I can't do that because maybe I don't respect myself. Maybe I don't even love myself. Maybe that I can't do because of all my pain. Because all that, that kingdom living doesn't live with. We're going to teach you the kingdom living that we're a part of, because the kingdom of God is within us now, right? Kingdom living doesn't look at what was. Kingdom living looks at what's to become and continue. King David was a great example. How many know who King David was? We're not going to go there today, but he was a great example. So was our Savior. Our Savior never looked for today, but he lived for today. Say today. And maybe I can't give that respect. I can't give that kind of generosity. I can't give that kind of care because I don't love myself. But you can't admit it. You can't love yourself because of lie. Because, you know, without the full armor of God, which one of them is the helmet of salvation, right? What is that supposed to do for you? It's supposed to protect your thinking, your thoughts. Say amen, somebody. Because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? Some have done sins differently versus others, but to God, sin is sin. But the lie of Satan is to keep you trapped in your sin that's been cleansed and covered, forgotten, and nobody has a right to bring it up. Come on, somebody. Not even you. When you do that, you're not under the laws of the two greatest commandments that God given. You're not under the laws of the Almighty God. You are God now. What do you mean, Pastor? Because if he's forgotten and he doesn't want to remember, but you're remembering and you're bringing it up, you put yourself higher than him. Now you're a God. And you're a God that cannot save nobody, because you can't even save yourself. Hello, somebody. This is within. Say within. Amen. Because of all our mistakes. I mean, no, we have mistakes. When's the last time you told Jesus off? I don't ever tell him. What do you mean you never tell him? Well, God, you don't understand. You don't know what you're talking about because you haven't gone through this. You know what number one face in the church world is? What do you think number one is in the church? It's as high as the world, and we shouldn't be higher than the world. Divorce. Hello? Number one. High rates. How many times do you have to hear about that in your mind, you that have had to fight this in your mind? When you've asked God for forgiveness, and when you ask God for forgiveness, what does he do? If you know the scriptures, he is just and faithful. Faithful, say faithful.
Faithful.
Turn that around and become faithful yourself to forgive. And that is forgive yourself. Come on, that's the number one we fight in the world, in the church world. We got, because of the laws, they still exist. Well, know the law first, the law of love. Love your God first. Mm-hmm. Love your neighbor second. Mm-hmm. And your neighbor is, and watch this, you don't even know who your neighbor is, do you? If you were purchased with a price, the Bible says in the book of Corinthians, right? I was bought with a price, right? Say yes.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You can do that. We're not going to spank you. We're not religious. Shh. We're not like that. You can say amen. Actually, it brings encouragement too. If you then were purchased with a price, you no longer belong to yourself. Come on. Then who does it belong to? The one that purchased you. Come on. Amen. Now watch this. You're not gonna. Watch how it's gonna hit you now. If you don't belong to yourself, and you belong to another, then my neighbor is really me. Because I'm borrowing myself now, because it's no longer mine. So if I can't learn to love myself, who I'm the new neighbor. I'm the new creature, right? I will never, ever love as I'm supposed to. I'm not going to tell you that you need to go out there and to the homeless and all that. That's not what we're telling you. You know, we got crabby neighbors. How many believe we have crabby neighbors? Huh? Some neighbors think they're better than us. Come on. Some believe that I should have never been allowed to move into the neighborhood. Hello? I do things on purpose, you know what I mean? I'm going to get you mad on purpose. It's wrong of me, but I do it anyway. Don't do as I do, right? Just do as I say. That's the law that seems to be around us. And so if you can't learn to love yourself, your neighbor, you'll never be able to love those out there. And we're not telling you to go out there. We're telling you, what did the Lord say? What did the Lord do? What did the Lord say to the hungry? What did the Lord say about the hungry? What did he say about the poor? Especially at the time of the alabaster box being broken upon by Mary, the sister of Lazarus. What was the one that money was all in his head? Some of you think of money way too much. Why are you allowing that, God? See, we don't believe we can tell God what he doesn't know, but we think we do and have a right to, but we don't. Why are you letting her? We can sell that and give to the poor. And the answer back is, you let her do. She's been called to do this. She's a giver. Hello? Come on, she's a giver. Why are you putting her down? She's loving the law. She's loving God first. She put it above the dollar sign. She put it above the worth. Come on. Because what she realized without realizing it, and she's now known for it. Come on. Years later, 1,000 years, 2,025 years later, she is known as a giver. But she's actually known without you realizing she's loving God with all her heart, with all her mind, with all her soul. But in preparation for his going home to the grave. Come on. But we don't see it like that. You know, sell to the poor. And then he says, poor, you're always going to have. 100% good statement, 100% wrong statement. When it comes to giving to God at that point. But she is showing her true love. Hello, somebody. And she had a love because it's proven. And so as the neighbor who we're supposed to love, and the number two statement is to treat others as we treat ourselves. And the number three thing is we got to extend it beyond. Beyond what we said earlier. What's that? Beyond my neighbors, beyond my family, beyond those that are good to me. Beyond to what I believe should be a line drawn in my view. Say my view.
My view.
Because how many know we're surrounded by lawlessness right now?
Yes.
Some of you were lawless. Come on. Some of you know the law and you still break the law. What do you mean? How many drive over the speed limit? Every hand should go up. Come on. Come on, every you. My wife calls me a good, safe driver because I drive the speed limit. Come on, I go 65 in the fast lane just to make people mad. Praying that the law come behind me, for I can see if they're going to accuse me of breaking the law when I'm doing the speed limit. The flow of traffic, you say, that's not in the rule books no more. They took that out. See, I'm messing with you. Oh. I won't do that. I drive in the slow lane. Hello? If I want to get somewhere fast, I'll call Joseph. I've driven with that man. So, oh my God. It's okay, because it's all right, right? Amen. But when we extend it out beyond, say beyond, because you see it everywhere, right? You see somebody walking down the street with a backpack and raggy clothes, what do you think? What do you think? Is it you automatically say homeless? And no, it is somebody, because you love torn clothing today. What does your mind think, Lion? Because it all starts, because your thoughts are coming from your heart. And the Bible said it right here clearly, with all my heart. All my heart, not a portion. It belongs to God. I got to give it all to God. That when I come into the month of giving, say giving.
Giving.
I'm setting you up for a cost right now, because we need $10,000 minimum to do carpeting. I'm gonna do vows right now. I'm setting you up, Bob. You guys are falling for it. I've got you. I'm a salesperson. I'm selling you Jesus. That's free. Oh, I'm just messing with you. Remember, just kidding. My words, right? My words matter. Some of you probably said, oh, he is. Oh my God, I'm not going to raise my hand. Oh my God. But what we don't understand, that when we look at this about loving with all that I have, right? My heart, number one. My soul, number two. My thinking, number three. And then I got to love secondary those that I don't know as well, those that I don't know at all. And I got to love those regardless of what they are and how they are, what they're like, color of their skin, what their religious thoughts, ways are. You know, I don't like Islam, but I love the people of Islam. I don't love anyone in the Jehovah Witnessing, but I love the people of the Jehovah Witnessing. Come on, now, you see the difference? That's how God loves. He doesn't love everything we do and say and act, but he loves us. Yeah. We've got to learn this, because these are the laws. These are what's going to protect us. And number three is to understand that. How many know what the law, what the parable of the Good Samaritan is? Mm-hmm. Come on. You'll find that in the book of Luke chapter 6. The Good Samaritan parable about the person that was robbed and beaten and left for dead. And how many went around him and didn't help? I'm paraphrasing it. Don't judge me. But then here came a good person from their heart. The ones that went around them were people of the church. How many times have we gone around people that were really in need without really, oh no, it's just another homeless. Oh no, no. I've been guilty of that. I'm going to be telling you right now, I've been guilty. And sometimes I've missed it. Hello. One of them I missed, it was a lady, and she was in the post office after hours, and you can tell she was homeless because she had everything in a basket, right? And then I walked out and got back in the car, and I had to walk out because I heard the Lord said, give her some money. And I went and I said, okay, God, I'm going to give her a few dollars. She yelled at me. She literally cussed me out. I said, why? No, that's okay. So I left the money. She threw it. I didn't pick it up. I said, and I walked out. I said, God, did I miss this? I mean, or did I expect something different? Because my heart was right. Giving to someone I don't know. Giving because of the situation, possibly, right? Well, now the opposite happens. I'm coming out of a restaurant. Sizzlers, in case you want to know. In Corona, we're not from here, but then. And there's this guy out there asking for food. And I walked right by him. And I said, nope, I'm not going to fall for that one. No, not you. You're just giving something. And I go back. I said, hey, bro. Here, man. What is it that you want? I'm going to do the right thing, right? I'm going to take him inside. Nope, I'm not going to do that. I thought I was, but he said, well, the Lord said, no, just give him some money. I said, what do you need it for? He goes, I want to get something to eat. I said, yeah, I've fallen for that one before, too. How many know what that means? I've given money and they walked into the liquor store. Huh? Hello, somebody. Yeah, how about the guy on the side of the freeway say, I'm not going to lie, I just want beer. That guy gets a lot of money. I can tell you stories about those out there when I was on the dealership. I'm not going to go there. I gave the man money. And I sat there and watched. Just to make myself comfortable. Amen. I'm being honest with you. And you know what he did? He walked in and got food. I felt so bad because I should have just go and order whatever you want because I could afford it. Loving my neighbor. Come on. Because I loved myself because I went in and ate. Come on, there's salad bar. Hello. Yeah. With that being said, extending beyond, we got to understand this, and I'm going to close you with this one. Let's go to... No, I'm not. I'm going to leave it right here. I was going to close you out with Psalms, but I'm not. I'm just going to tell you. The Word of God tells in the Psalms, do unto others as you would love to be done to you. Everything that this Word is based on, everything that has come and works out on us is the way we have actually done to others. Come on. You know, if you're generous, generosity is going to hit you. Hello? Yes. If you're hateful, hatefulness is going to come towards you. Because the law of love, say love, it's the greatest commandment here. It's the greatest. About loving God first, say first. First. That you have to judge, do you love God first with all that he said, all your heart. And you're going to know by judging yourself. We're not going to judge no man, but you will do this yourself. And then secondary, do you love those out there? And do you treat those out there like you like being treated? As you treat yourself. How many of we can treat ourselves very well? Yeah. Come on, say amen, somebody. Yeah. So with that, God's title was, do I? Do I love the Lord with all my heart? Come on. Do you? Do you love with all your heart, with all your soul? With all your mind? Because if you do, then number two will be easy. I can love anybody. Even though I hate everybody. No, I hate what everybody does. We don't hate people. Deep down inside. When you get that true revelation of the love of God, of forgiveness, come on. Amen. Where much forgiveness is, there's a lot of love. And we didn't deserve forgiveness. Come on. But he forgave us. And that's why we can forgive others no matter what they have done to us. Say amen. Wishing them well. But we know that we know what's coming. So with that being said, let us stand. And I pray that your day will be well. I pray that